This is Susan V. Brock Telluride, Inside and Out. I'm speaking with Rhonda Muckerman. Rhonda is the Artistic Director of the Telluride Choral Society, and the Telluride Choral Society is about to present its 18th Winter Sing in a Row. The theme this year is A Sleigh Ride Through Time. Rhonda, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So, update us on the Choral Society. When did you become director? How many participants do you have today in the program? And how many concerts do you do over the course of a year?
Well, you know, I just started. It'll be 2 years coming up just this next January, you know, in this next month. It'll be 2 years. So in some ways, I still feel pretty new to it, but I'm getting settled in. And currently for this concert season, we have about 70 participants. About close to 40 of them are kids, and about 30 of them are adults. And for this season, for Winter Sing, we're doing two performances here in Telluride and then one in Ouray. So typically we do several performances a season, but we also have a new group called the Random Act of Culture Ensemble, which has done about 8 to 10 random acts of culture in the Telluride area over this last few months. So that's something new.
Okay. After 18 years, Winter Sing has become a local institution. But it must be difficult in your shoes as artistic director to come up with programming year after year that's going to keep the audiences interested. So talk a little bit about the background for this year's concert.
The background for this year's concert came from a number of sources. Largely, some of it came from my singers. We do a survey at the end of the year of all of our singers and our participants that say, hey, you know, what is it that you're liking? What is it that you're not liking? What is it that you'd like to see changed? And basically, what are your favorite kinds of music? What is it that you really want to be working on? And some of our adult singers really wanted to return to a more classical program. Last year's program was, you may recall, it was called From Darkness to Light, and it was a wonderful program, not heavier on the classical music. It was a little on the lighter side programming-wise. And some of our singers wanted a little bit more classical, so I started thinking of having what we would call a classical holiday program. Mm-hmm. And then I started thinking of what is it that defines music as classical. For an adult, you know, for me, when I think of classical holiday music, it's got to be the Hallelujah Chorus by George Friedrich Handel, you know, one of the last movements of the Messiah. That, to me, is the ultimate classical piece for the holidays. For some people, they really want more modern classical, so they go with John Rutter. But if you ask an 8-year-old what a holiday classic is, they're going to say Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And so
right.
We have that as well. So it's that's why it's called the Sleigh Ride Through Time from Rudolph to Rutter. And the Sleigh Ride Through Time part is that one of the classics that we are performing, that the Chamber Singers is performing, is a piece that's 500 years old by Jan Swalink. And that actually is how we're starting out the program. And then some of the pieces that we have on the program are destined to be classics in the future. One of them is Eric Whitaker's Lux Aramque, which mm-hmm. for people who are into contemporary choral music, they're more familiar with his name. And it's a gorgeous piece that is all about Christmas, and it's like angel singing. And someday in the future, I anticipate that will be a holiday classic, but he's still a young guy and still writing music out there, so his music hasn't necessarily become classical yet.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks for that ride mm-hmm. through your sleigh ride. So.
Right.
Now, do you have any personal favorites in the program? I know that's difficult. These are all your babies, but...
Yeah, I definitely do. Yeah, no, they're all my good. Yeah, there are. I mean, but, you know, no, I definitely have a few favorites. One of the songs that the teen group, Omni Voce, is performing is called Winter Song by Sarah Bareilles, and it's not a song that I actually ever knew before until I started researching music for that particular group this season. And I basically just went into iTunes, I think it was, you know, and just started saying, well, I wanted them to do a song about winter, but it didn't necessarily have to be about Christmas or the holidays, and came up with this one. And it's a particularly beautiful little ballad about the winter that I happen to really like, so it's become one of my favorites. And then I mentioned earlier Eric Whitaker's Lux Aramque that the Chamber Singers will be performing. That is definitely one of my favorites. But I'd have to say for an all-time favorite, the Hallelujah Chorus by George Friedrich Handel would have to be one of mine as well. So there's definitely a few on the program. There's really quite a variety of music, and I really do love all of it.
Okay, wonderful. And are there any soloists that you want to shout out about?
Yes, we have a number of them. In the adult group, in the adult chorale, one of the pieces that we're doing is a spiritual, and I've chosen a few soloists on that one, and that is Carla Brown, Anna Robinson, and Dayla Stevens all have just wonderful voices in there. So they're taking various solos through that piece. And that's it in terms of vocal soloists for the adults. And then I have some children that have some solos, and Here We Come A-Caroling, little third graders and fourth graders, Fallon Gehrke, Adelaide Ray, and Ryder Johnson. And I have a young guitarist, his name is Rowan Warren, who's helping to accompany on one of the pieces that the choristers are doing. He's very talented. And then I have a couple of instrumentalists that I would just like to shout out that are helping us. We have our accompanists, Bobby Schaefer and Susan Ensor, that have stayed with us for years now, and they're wonderful. They accompany both the adults and the kids groups. But in addition to that, we have guest guitarist Nancy DeCastro, and also guest percussionist Kyle Schumacher, and guest flutist Laura Homer. So we're really gathering a lot of resources from the community musically for this program.
Congratulations for the outreach. And we certainly look, and the program sounds absolutely wonderful.
Thanks.
We look
fun.
Forward to seeing it. So once again, let's review the dates. In town, Wintersing takes place, let me see, on Friday, December 9 at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then again, not Saturday, but Sunday, December 11th, in a matinee at 3 p.m., all concerts are at Christchurch.
Correct. Those two are at Christchurch. And we do have one additional concert this year that the Uray Performing Arts Guild asked us to perform at the Wright Opera House on Sunday, December 18th. So if for some reason somebody misses it in Telluride and they're out of town that weekend and they can't make it, if they want to ride over to Uray, they can catch us on Sunday, December 18th at 2 o'clock. And that particular Wintersing concert features all of our groups except for our youngest group, the choristers. But Omni Voce on up, it does feature all of them.
Wonderful. So this has been Telluride Inside and Out. Susan Niebrock speaking with Rhonda Muckerman. Rhonda, Artistic Director of the Telluride Choral Society. We've been talking at length about the upcoming Wintersing this weekend at Christchurch. Rhonda, thanks so much for taking the time to join me.
Thank you, Susan. I appreciate it.